These were Louis's secret thoughts. He was the happiest bird alive. He was a real trumpeter swan at last. His defect of being without a voice had at last been overcome. He felt very grateful to his father. Cautiously, he placed his head across Serena's long, beautiful white neck. It seemed a very daring thing to do, but she seemed to like it. Then he backed away. Serena swam toward him. Cautiously, she placed her head across his neck. It rested there for a moment, then she swam away. What a daring thing, she thought. But he seems to like it. How pleasing to know that I have found an acceptable mate, a cob I can love and respect, a cob that appears to be not only musical, but also quite wealthy. Look at all those things, said Serena to herself. Her eyes feasted on the trumpet, the slate, the chalk pencil, the money bag, the life-saving medal. What a gay cob, she thought. What a dressy fellow. They swam off together toward the other end of the lake, where they could be alone. Then Louis, who was short on sleep, dozed off, while Serena ate her breakfast and fixed herself up.